Hi there. The word for you today is on bringing people to Jesus. In Mark 2 verse 3 we read, "They came bringing a paralytic, carried by four." You know, some people have to be carried to Jesus because the truth is, they can't get there by themselves. Like the man in this story, they're paralyzed. You say, paralyzed by what? Could be a lot of things. Paralyzed by an out-of-control behavior. Paralyzed by a belief system that tells you you're too sinful for God to ever love or redeem. Paralyzed by the memory of something hurtful that happened in your childhood, and now you're afraid to talk about it. Paralyzed by an addiction to illegal substances, prescription drugs, gambling, pornography, alcohol, work, or money. Whatever your addiction, one thing is for sure, it's paralyzing. And you can be paralyzed by fear, anxiety, depression, and a bottomed-out sense of self-worth, or a nightmarish childhood of neglect and abuse. On the other hand, you can be a self-made man or woman paralyzed by success, materialism, greed, self-absorption, not acknowledging any need in your life for God. Let me ask you, are any of these things hitting close to home? Jesus began his ministry with these words, Luke 4 verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." The New Living Translation paraphrases the latter part of that scripture verse in these words, "The time of the Lord's favor has come." Here's the good news. Life may not always have been good to you, but by God's grace and smile of favor, all of that can change, starting today. And that's the word for you today.